With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, July 19th. You realize that we're almost out of July.
Oh, I know.
We're almost out of July.
It's amazing.
Kids, UF starts in less than a month.
Wow.
The kids will be back into school in less than a month.
Okay.
And it will still be hot.
Yeah.
At least till October.
Really hot.
Yeah, that's true. So let's talk about the kids real quick, because that's what we talked about this morning on the show. And in particular, us, or maybe even your own kids as well, there's new research out that says firstborns are more likely to earn more money than each sibling born after them.
And I guess that's because the parents spend more time with the first one. Then when other kids arrive, things get messy.
They really do say that your firstborn do better on education and on earnings than the second person. Does a little bit worse than the first, and then the third does a little bit worse than the second, and then the fourth, and then any other after that is kind of the lowest. And what's really kind of strange is that they say this is more of a effect for women than they are men. They say women who are born later than their siblings earn less money, less likely to work full time, and more likely to be have their first child in their teens. Later born men have lower full time earnings, but they are not less likely to work full time. So
interesting,
it's making less money, I suppose.
So you guys are both firstborn, so you're just rolling in it.
Yeah.
If that's the highlight, I really pity my sister.
I'm second born, and my brother does make a little bit more money than I do, but he's bald, he has to live in Chicago, and I have a lot more fun than he does.
There you go.
Really do.
I'm the first of four, and one's unemployed, one owns his own business, and the other one works as a janitor at a school, so.
All right.
Oh, what's that?
I mean, it's all, you know, it's all in the eye of the beholder. They're all happy, so.
Yeah, and this is just really, I mean, this is generalization.
Yeah,
but I mean, really
just
to tell you about a lot of times, like I can tell when I grew up, and I felt like my parents were rougher on me. But, I mean, I really do think they were, because I was the first born.
You were the test pancake.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how to do this thing, you know?
Let's see. Let's talk about going on vacation, because who doesn't love showing up to the airport hours before your flight even takes off?
Oh, yeah.
How about being at the airport longer than the actual flight itself?
Do we have to get there earlier than usual now?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's TSA doing?
Well, because you know what? We're already kicking off our shoes. We're placing everything in plastic bags, taking off your belt. So now airports are, many of them are requiring you to take out your snack foods and place them in a separate bin for extra security.
What?
They say it's not mandatory, but it's increasingly common. Some airports request that you remove food from your packed bag.
Yeah.
Others don't care. Some of them want them scanned separately.
Really?
So, you know, and there's really no rhyme or reason other than they think that sometimes that an apple may look like a bomb,
I suppose. You could hide something in that Twinkie.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
The cream
you could
filling?
Hide something. Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, so there you go. More frustrations when you go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Signs that you're hangry.
They just took away my snacks at the airport.
Yeah, that's the number one.
That's the number one sign.
Yeah, for sure. It's actually a word, and what it is, of course, is the marriage of hungry and angry.
And it's in the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah, come to find out.
I guess it's a real word.
Come to find out, glucose is your body's prime source of energy. When it runs low, you become bad-tempered or irritable. You start showing signs like you are tired. You want to go back to bed even though you woke up. Lack of concentration, confusion, and difficulty speaking, slurred speech, tremors, dizziness, even feeling of trembling hands and feeling that you're going to faint. These are all signs that your body desperately needs food. And then we get into the angry side.
Mm-hmm.
You're more irritable, more likely to lash out at people. That's because the adrenaline and cortisol is having that fight or flight response, and you got to get some food hungry quickly. So what you need to do is keep some food handy like Kristen does. She keeps it in her purse.
I do. I keep snacks with me at all times. So does my mother, because she's just a smart mom.
She is.
That's why I always sit next to you at meetings.
Complex carbohydrate, lean protein, healthy fats. That's, you know, the stuff that you're supposed to eat. Let's talk about your retirement 401k plan.
I'd rather not.
Well, you got to start sometime. But and I don't know, it's A, because you think you know you don't have enough money, but in real honesty, you can find it, you can make it work. But also, it is very confusing when you're talking about putting money away for right. your retirement. And our plan that we just switched to still has like 8 or 9 or 10 different plans. And if you, about half of employees are in the 401k, and of those, a good majority of them really don't know where the money is going. So what happens is they go into the default plan, which generally is called the target date retirement plan.
Pick the date you're going to turn 65, let's say,
uh-huh.
and there'll be a plan that will have that day in it, or that year in it.
Now, keep in mind, that's not a bad plan to be in, because what they found, this is from Consumer Reports, over the last 5 years, they found that these target rate retirement plans had a return of about 11%.
Yeah. I tell you, I've been in one for the last 7 months. We had to change things around at our company in January, and I'm very pleased because it just changed things around. They're doing things that I don't know how to do, and I appreciate that. I'm letting the experts do with their job there.
But see, here's where you need to be kind of careful. They're assuming you're going to retire at 65. You may want to retire at 50. You right. may want to retire at 70.
You mm-hmm. can always change it, though.
You can change it, but you know you're losing out on money right now, because if they say going to retire, in 20 years, and you're thinking 30, you still have some time, but you probably should get to work on that here soon.
Yeah, so. And the way the balance works is when you're younger, you'll have more stocks than bonds because they're riskier, but you also could have more reward. But when you get closer to retirement, you want to back off on the volatility, and so you back off on the stocks and you have more bonds, so it's more balanced.
Oh, let's talk about volatility, shall we?
All right.
Pull my finger.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. There's a survey out of adults that they asked the question, really, when is it okay to show those habits that are less desirable, like farting in front of your spouse, picking your nose, or
not closing the bathroom door, perhaps?
Yeah.
Like, when is the honeymoon over?
Yeah. So what they did, both sexes agreed, at least according to the survey, that you should wait 9 months before farting in front of your sweetie.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I want to get that out of the way the first couple dates, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. We all disagreed on this one here, waiting 8 months to disclose your full financial situation.
I mean, I'd kill someone.
Yeah. That's really because you get into buying properties and cars, and if you find
that's
out
ridiculous.
Somebody's horrible with money,
yeah,
that really is. That's the number one reason people get divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
And 8 months is not unreasonable to be moved in together.
Yeah, you're another good point.
If I moved in with someone and found out they were like, hey, by the way, I have, $100,000 in school debt,
right.
and it's past due.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your credit card? Because mine are maxed, man.
Will you co-sign?
Additionally, women said they wait over a year to tell their partner about their flaws. Men apparently wait only 8 months. And men say that they wait 10 months to let their partner go to the pop their pimples. Ew.
Yeah, see,
ew.
I never.
Never.
Women say that they wait to a year. And then, of course, men wait at least 13 months before they go to the bathroom with the door open.
I thought in this survey there was one other thing they talked about. How long before you stop dieting? That was one of the things. Like women, I don't know, it's like a year into it, they stopped dieting. Men did a little bit earlier. Yeah.
Women, by the way, go to the bathroom with the door open. They wait a little bit longer, 14 months.
I'm 10 years in and I got a no.
Close the door. Give me a little privacy, okay? Come
on. By the way, it's really hard to go to the bathroom by yourself with cats.
And four dogs.
Yeah.
I'll go to the bathroom with a dog on the first date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like our cats will just kind of sit out there and meow, like, what are you doing? Like,
they don't judge.
What are you doing? What do you think I'm doing in here?
Little paws under the door.
Yeah, but it's eyes looking at me as I'm trying to concentrate on what I'm in there to do.
Close the door.
Let's talk about the Zoom challenge. This is
stupid.
It's the latest trend that's online. It's silly. It's a little funny. It's potentially dangerous. Now, it involves a particular song from Lil Yachty. It's called Mikey. And what you do is you have the you're looking at a the video frame, okay?
Yeah, you're sitting down.
Someone's sitting down. Looks like they're acting like they're driving
floor.
A car.
Yeah.
All right. So the song comes on, and about 3 or 4 seconds into it, there's a lyric that says Zoom, Z-O-O-M. So when that happens, another person that's out of the picture yanks the legs of the challenge taker, causing the person to slide quickly out of the video frame and, of course, knock their head on the floor.
Yeah, and the example we have up there, you can see this kid gets is you can hear the little coconut when his head knocks.
Yeah, so what they're saying is that, oh, good, this is cute and fun and whatever, but medical experts are saying, wait a minute, hold up. A lot of kids are doing this, small kids, and they're still developing their bones, and this actually can cause neck injuries, whiplash, and even a concussion.
Do we have to tell people not to hit their heads?
Yeah.
I think that's what we have to do now.
We have to tell people do not take a toaster oven into the bathtub with them.
Wow.
So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. We have to tell people this.
All right.
So there's our show for today. Please don't take your don't do this challenge.
Yeah.
That's the show for Thursday, July 19th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC. Yeah.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.